Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. 2021 may be a tough year for the Christian community. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This week, we're doing a preview of what we anticipate may be important issues in 2021. What do you think those important issues are?
Well, Jimmy, I'm sure there will be a lot of things that we can't anticipate, just like the pandemic and rioting in 2020. But I think we can extrapolate from some things that are still in play and other things that we've been watching develop. Of course, the biggest concern right now is the COVID pandemic, as well as concerns about more virulent strains popping up. And of course, the vaccines are also controversial. The civil unrest isn't as heated overall as it was at times last year, and violence continues to soar in some cities like Seattle. And then there's that bombing not too far from you over in Nashville on Christmas Day. And of course, there are the many geopolitical issues around the world, with the usual suspects always poised to cause some serious international problems. And another concern, Jimmy, that we talk about from time to time is the ongoing war on Christianity and the persecution of Christians around the world.
Well, David, as we wrap it up, I want you to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, and that is the ongoing war on Christianity and the persecution of Christians around the world.
In November, Christianity Today ran an article titled "Religious Persecution is Worsening Worldwide." And that article noted that, considered together, 40% of the world faces significant hindrance in worshiping God freely, and the trend continues to be negative, and the level of social hostilities has doubled. And Jimmy, the trajectory is not in a good direction. Every year, Open Doors releases their annual list of 50 countries where Christians face the most severe persecution, and the top 10 countries include North Korea, Afghanistan, Somalia, Libya, and so on. But Nigeria is becoming the biggest killing ground of Christians in the world because of Boko Haram militants, with some estimating that between 50 to 70,000 Christians have been killed in the last decade, and it looks to become worse in 2021.
David James giving us a look into 2021 for the Christian community. We report this information because it may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Let me remind you that David James is not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but he is a student of the prophetic word of God. With that in mind, David was able to give us some of what he considers may happen in the Christian community in this next year, 2021. David's perspective may not sound that good, but we do have a blessed hope. That's the rapture, which could well happen in 2021, according to what is ahead. And that rapture may happen even today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...